Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to an all-new episode of Hometown Values here on WOMT, the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime at WMTRadio.com. Kyle's back in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
Happy holidays. Hopefully you're enjoying the holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am excited because I know that you mentioned that you want to sing a Christmas song for our listeners today. So I will let this...
I'm going to do it at the 5:01 mark of this show.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because today is going to be a 10-minute show. Halfway through, folks, you'll get to hear Kyle. Hey, no, we are excited because we have a guest in the studio. I'll let you do the grand introduction for today's guest.
You bet. 7 years ago, Shoreline Hometown Credit Union partnered with the Salvation Army of Manitowoc County to offer a season pass pin program so you can walk guilt-free past the kettle wearing that pin. And I brought Lieutenant Jenny with me today to talk about that program and some of the impacts it's made, as well as just the partnership with Shoreline.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
We are glad to have you here today, and let's talk about what this PIN program is with the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. So the Season Pass PIN is just this PIN program where folks can buy a PIN for either $20 or $100 or somewhere in between. We have blank PINs as well. And Shoreline, this is the best part of the deal, Shoreline doubles that donation.
Come on.
Yeah.
I know, right?
So your dollar that you contribute to Salvation Army then basically doubles thanks to the gift and the generosity of Shoreline.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wow. Correct. And we've been doing it for 7 years, and I'm pretty sure this year we'll clear the $100,000
mark. Come on. That is amazing.
Not all Shoreline. That's people coming in, our members, as well as other donors coming in and contributing to
that
as well.
I love it. So the concept of this PIN program is so that when you're walking by the ring the bells and things like that,
it's
right?
It's a very guilt-driven thing, right? We all feel bad. You see the cutest little girl ringing a bell asking for some change.
I generally don't have cash on me.
Sure,
correct.
Sure.
Correct. And that's where the beauty of this program is. You can go to Shoreline, and you don't have to be a member of Shoreline.
Not at all. Right.
You can just be just a member of the public. Come on over. Write a check. I don't know. Do you do debit transactions or just checks?
We'll figure
cash?
It out.
But that's the glorious thing, because you're right, Terry. Many people don't carry cash. I don't carry cash.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you want to give, but you don't necessarily know how. This doubles your money without having to have cash.
Yeah. And so I'm curious about that, because how has that impacted Salvation Army throughout the years with less people carrying cash with them? I mean, I would imagine that has made an impact.
It has and it hasn't.
Okay.
What I mean by that is, one, people know they need cash, so they get cash. But secondarily, we've joined the 21st century, a couple decades late, but we've joined the 21st century. We actually have digital ways to give now. We have virtual online kettles sorts of things. We have a QR code on kettles now where you can scan it with your phone and give that way. So there are other options besides cash for folks to do, but they don't necessarily double the money where Shoreline does that. So that's
I love that. And so is this going on till the end of the year?
We are running it through the end of the year.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is a great way to make an impact in our community. And I know oftentimes when people are looking for gift giving ideas, right? Sometimes there's that individual on your list that you just don't know what to give them. So why not make a cash donation in their name? And right now, when you do it with Shoreline for the Salvation Army, that doubles it.
Yeah, you can give them a great looking pin that they can wear on their coat and be proud of every time they walk past a kettle.
Absolutely.
I know people who collect those pins, so they get one every single year.
Yeah.
Because they're dated, so then it becomes this thing, like every year
I've got a collector's item, right? Like, hey, look at all these pins I have, right?
Correct.
All the years of supporting the Salvation Army. I love it, you guys. Hey, time is running out here. How did people learn more about the Salvation Army if they want to learn more about the mission of what we're doing?
Absolutely. So you can go online at samanitowoc.org, or you can go, Facebook is probably the best way to get up-to-date information, and we're the Salvation Army of Manitowoc County on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being with us. And Kyle, once again, if people want to participate in this PIN program with Shoreline benefiting Salvation Army, what do they do?
Walk into any one of our branches in Manitowoc, Two Rivers, or Green Bay.
Awesome. Thank you guys for your time, and we'll talk to you next week here on WOMT. It's the 5 o'clock mark singing. Yes, no, maybe.
No.
We're going to hit the mark. We'll talk to you guys next week.
To Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTRadio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.